Listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Parshas Hazinu. We find ourselves now in between Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, 10 days of repentance, that lofty experience, that awesome closeness that we gained with Hashem. And now we're going to bring that heaven that we reached on Yom Kippur. We didn't eat, we didn't drink. We were like the angels. We were forgiven of all of our sins. We were in heaven. And we're going to bring that down to earth. We're going to walk into a new home, into our sukkahs. And the sukkah, the main part of the sukkah is the schach. The schach is made out of the earthiest things, things that have grown from the ground. That's why it's called a sukkah, from the word schach. And Hazinu starts off, and it's the covenant. It's the relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael. And how is it expressed? The first pasuk, whenever you have the first pasuk, the first concept, the beginning of an idea, contains within it the entire idea. Hazinu Hashamayim, v'sishma ha'aretz imrefi. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, or speaks really to the heavens and the earth, and he says, listen up, O heavens, and let the earth hear what I have to say. And there's something special about the heavens, and there's something special about the earth, and we're going to see that the concept of redemption, of geula, is connected to heaven and earth. The concept of the miracles that Hashem performs for us is connected to heaven and earth. So many different ideas we're going to see together. But before we see them, I want to think about, as we're reading the Medrash, I want to infuse a little bit of connection to where we are in time. Hazinu is the Parsha, but we are between heaven and earth, and we're in a time of bringing heaven down to earth in a certain sense. Now, there's two parts to the Medrash. The first part, really I should read first, ask a lot of questions, and then come back to it and explain it with the second part. But I'm going to actually do it in the opposite direction. I'm going to first give the explanation, and then we're going to learn the Medrash together and see what is the application of the foundational concept. I think it will work a little better. The Medrash says, Lama lashamayim v'la'aretz. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the heavens and the earth? Why is that the beginning of the talk about the covenant? Why is that the beginning of our talk about Hashem and how we need to be in a proper relationship with Hashem? Shebehen heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael, behen chatu, behen laku, behen hein misnachamin. Says the Medrash, there are a lot of things that happen with the heavens and the earth. First is that Hashem uses the heavens and the earth as witnesses. We need to understand, as we're reading this, what is the concept of heaven and earth? We could say, as we said, heaven is spirituality, being in Shemaim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Earth is more in the physical realm, has to do with where we live and things that grow from the ground. But let's put that on pause for a moment, okay? We want to understand the more pashup shot, the simple understanding of the concept of heaven and earth. What does it mean that Hashem makes the heaven and the earth to be witnesses for us? What is that idea? How can an inanimate object be a witness? The Medrash says, we sinned with the heavens and the earth somehow. We were punished with the heavens and the earth. And ultimately, we're going to be misnachem. Our nechama, our consolation, is going to occur, which means when Mashiach comes, the heavens and the earth will play a role in that as well. So let's see, what does that look like? And then we'll try to understand what it means. Ba'en heyed minayin, says the Medrash, how do we know that Hashem used the heavens and the earth as witnesses for us? Tichsiv ha'idoy sibachem ha'yem es ha'shamayim es ha'aretz. Hashem places the heavens and the earth as witnesses for us. That means that we have a covenant, we have a deal with Hashem, we're going to be His people. And the heavens and the earth are watching this, and they're going to always be present, right? In the simplest sense, the heavens and the earth last forever. Or as long as there is a world, we have the heavens and the earth. It's the most, we could say, permanent thing that there is. People could die, animals could die, plant life could die, you could have everything could disappear, but the heavens and the earth themselves, it's really, they're pretty solid. So they're always going to be there to testify. But what's the deeper understanding of it? Ubehen chatu, says the Medrash, we sinned with the heavens and the earth, tichsiv. Lasis kavonim lemelaches hashamoyim, hashamayim. Basically, it says in Yirmiyah that there, this is the beginning of the hint, by the way, that Am Yisrael sinned and made the heavens to be an avodah zara, an idol. We have to understand what that means. We know that we refer to avodah zara, which means idolatry, also as avodas kochavim, serving the stars, which means to say that in those times there was a recognition that the stars and the sun and the moon have a certain power. And that power represents the things that happen in our lives, the good things that happen, perhaps the negative things that happen, but we can see in the stars things that are going on. And we can, in a more pashup shot, see that the sun provides, it lights up the earth, and nothing can live without the sun. Nothing can grow without the sun. Everything needs the sun. But it's easy to make a mistake and get confused, like, who's the power? Where's the power come from? That's what the ancient idolaters, when they made that mistake, they thought, why am I talking to Hashem, the creator of the heavens and the stars and the sun and the moon? They talk directly to the people. God can't be concerned with me. But that was the mistake. Am Yisrael sinned, serving the creations of the heavens, Ubehen Laku, and they were punished through them. There's a concept, and it's going to happen again in the future before Mashiach comes, before the Messiah arrives. The heavens and the earth turn off. Sorry, the heavens turn off. The luminaries turn off, right? We know recently we had a lunar eclipse, a full lunar eclipse in Israel. That's a bad sign. Why? Because it shows that the light of Hashem is being blocked. The light represents life. It represents sustenance. So if the light is turned off, there's a blockage between us and God. Ba'aretz minayin d'chsives ha'aretz. Pasuk says, in reference to the land, that, I'm not sure exactly what the Pasuk is talking about. Let me see, the Marzu explains it. Perish minayin sheheyed bohem ha'aretz v'al shetzorech lefarish kama devarim sheheyim ha'idus v'hem chotu. The earth also is something that was set as a witness. There's the word. Bes Haaretz. That's the first pasuk that we quoted. Right? Hashem placed the heavens and the earth to be the witnesses. V'chatu ba'aretz. And the sin, there was a sin in the land. They had altars that they made, and they placed them in the fields. They placed them in the fields, which means to say that there's a worshiping of the earth. I'll tell you a secret. We don't do avodah zarah today. We don't serve idolatry. We don't serve idols, but we do serve the earth. What does it mean to serve the earth? Understand a concept here? We serve the earth because we believe that our sustenance comes not from Hashem, but comes from the guy in the grocery store, the guy who pays our bills, our boss. It comes from all kinds of different things that we misconstrue. We believe that the messenger that Hashem sends is actually the source of our good. And we also can see in the very land itself that there's something that we're getting punished with, right? The Eretz is, the land itself gets punished, where we get thrown out of the land. When we do what's wrong, we disconnect from Hashem, we get thrown out of the land. Because we believe that the land, and we thank Hashem for the land in Birkas HaMazon, right? Because that's where the food comes from. But it's really just there as a conduit that Hashem is using to give to us. And the mistake comes when we look at the land itself, as the boss himself, as the money itself, that that's something in and of itself, instead of recognizing that it's connected to Hashem and the shefa that he wants to give to us. So, the land itself also gets punished. The land doesn't give, right? If we serve idols, what does the Pasuk say? That the land will not give its yibul. It's Yavula. It won't give its produce. So let's sum it up here. What do we see concept-wise? The foundation here is that the heavens and the earth represent something that we can... Here, let me read it from the Eshet HaNechalim. He explains it. Why did Hashem place... He's explaining why did Hashem place them to be witnesses for us. Their nature changed. Right, what happens is, in a natural way, Hashem created the world such that the heavens provide sustenance for the earth. Right, you have the sun, which comes down and shines on the earth, and you have the water, you have the rain that comes down from the heavens, and it sustains the earth. And the earth, up comes from the earth, all of the food, all of the needs, the nutrients, and the health and the food that's needed for us to sustain ourselves. But when there's a disconnect from Hashem, so the earth itself gets disconnected. Shedimu shekoyach nitnu biyadam, because Klal Yisrael, says the Eshet HaNechalim, started to believe that the power is in the hands of the heavens and the earth. That's where the power is. It's in the money. Follow the money. L'chein bahem laku. And that's why there's a punishment in the heavens and the earth. Suddenly, instead of it being natural for the heavens to give forth their rain and for the earth to give forth its produce, everything is reversed. Everything stops. Israel is thrown out of their land, and the land of Israel lies fallow for 2,000 years, giving nothing. Read the description of Mark Twain as to what Eretz Yisrael looked like before the Jewish people returned. But in the end, what happens, as we're about to read in the Medrash, is that there's a consolation that occurs in the heavens and the earth. When the heavens and the earth start to pour out their blessings upon Am Yisrael, when everything starts to flow again as it's meant to, it's indicative of the fact that we are reconnecting to Hashem. We are reconnecting to the source of the Hashpa, the source of the influx. And so the land starts to give forth. That's the greatest sign. The Ramban writes this. The greatest sign that the Mashiach, that the Geula, that the redemption is coming, is when we see that the land of Israel starts to give back, to produce. The produce starts coming out. There's a renewal. And the Marzu brings us the rest of the pasuk. Asher ani oise oindim lefnei kein yamdu zarachem v'shimchem. So the heavens and the earth, they stand up. They're renewed. There's a renewal. And it represents, if you look at the psukim there in Yeshaya, in Perek Samech Vav, Pasuk Chav Beis, so the psukim also say that just as the heavens and the earth are renewed, so too the Jewish people themselves. You know, you could think, Meforshim there explained, you could think that, well, who says that when I get back to the land of Israel, who says that we're going to make it there? Maybe we'll be kicked out again. Maybe we'll sin again. Maybe we'll make the same mistakes and we'll disconnect from Hashem and we'll be thrown away. But the pasuk reassures us that the heavens and the earth will be brand new. There'll be a new relationship. You'll see that flow of Hashem's hashba, his influx down into the world. And it's going to manifest with the heavens pouring out their abundance of rain and the sun shining, and the earth itself producing so much more. And that will also manifest in the Jewish people themselves. We'll be good. We'll be connected to Hashem. We'll be looking for Hashem's help and guidance. And we will be able to hold that up. We'll be able to sustain that. It will be something that will no longer be disconnected and believing that the heavens and the earth themselves are the power. But only you, Hashem. Only Hashem is the power. And the moment, let's think about this, okay? We were trying to understand, why is it that Hashem places the heavens and the earth to be the witnesses. What is that idea? What is the concept? And the idea is the heavens and the earth are the source of our abundance. That's where it comes from. And so you can tell how we're doing. You can tell how connected we are to Hashem, which is an amazing thing. Only the Jewish people have this special relationship with Hashem. You can tell how we're doing in our relationship with Hashem based on the way the land of Israel is giving its produce, based on how the rain is coming down in the land of Israel. You can see there's a dynamic representation, immediate, you know, play by play on how our relationship is with Hashem. Wonderful idea. And by the way, it's very much connected again to Yom Noraim and Sukkos, right? It's all about making Hashem our King, recognizing that He is the power. He is the one who gives us everything that we have. And He is the one who, right? He's the King. And we recognize our relationship with Him. And the Sukkah is the Tzila de Memnusa, the shade of Emunah that we go into. We nestle in underneath Hashem's wings. Recognize that everything comes from Him. The produce of the ground is what we look at when we look up at the schach. The produce of the ground is what we look up at. And it represents the Anonei HaKavod, the protection of Hashem. Everything that grows from the earth. We have the Arba Minim, we have the Esrog, the fruit, and we have all of the other Aldasim and the Aravis and the Lulav. All of these things represent Hashem is the power behind these things. Now let's see the first part of the Medrash. And we'll see that we can understand very well what the Medrash is saying. And this is, by the way, the foundation of the relationship that we have with Hashem. It's the Shamayim Va'aretz, the heavens and the earth. It's, you want to know, you want to feel. We've been talking about this in Bitachon for years. You want to feel that you have a connection with Hashem and know that everything is from Him. The heavens, the rain, the sustenance, that which is produced by the earth, the sustenance, it's all from Hashem. That's what our relationship looks like, Hashem. You be our King. We will do your will, and you be the one to provide for us. We know that we can get all of our life's needs from you. Says Rabbi Tanchuma, the Geula of Am Yisrael, the redemption of the Jewish people is through the heavens and the earth. Like we just said. When Mashiach comes, so the Pasuk says, the heavens will sing. They'll sing glad song for what Hashem has done. And the end of the Pasuk is, brought in the Marzu, Hariu tachtiyais eretz, pitzchu aharim rina ki gol Hashem es Yaakov. When there's a redemption, so the heavens are going to sing, and the earth is going to sing, and the mountains will sing. What does that mean? It means that you'll see the redemption, you'll see everything just flowing, everything is just flowing because we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no more blocks between us and Hashem. And the rain comes in the right time, and the earth produces its produce in the right time, and everything is flowing. There's just constant abundance. That's what Geula looks like. That's what redemption looks like. Another explanation. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, listen here, O heavens. Listen up, O earth. The Torah was given with the heavens and the earth. And the Torah is about our relationship with Hashem. And it's about Hashem being the power in our lives. Pasuk says that Hashem spoke to us from the heavens. We heard Hashem's voice coming down from heaven. And on the land, He showed us His great fire, right? The Maimon Har Sinai, when we received the Torah at Mount Sinai. So there was an incredible noise from heaven, and there was fire from the earth. But all of these represent that Hashem's power is there in the heavens and in the earth. He's the one behind the Shefa that comes, the influx that comes from the heaven, the influx that comes from the earth. And it depends on our relationship with Him, which is the Torah. It says the Medrash the miracles that happened, the man, this manna that fell from heaven, and the slav, which came up from the earth, the special birds that fed the Jewish people. The heavens and the earth were the place where they came from. The miracles that we experience, also Hashem sends through the heavens and the earth. Sometimes it's the iron dome that's shooting up from the ground and it's knocking down those missiles, ballistic missiles in the heavens. But know where it's from. Who gave Am Yisrael the power and the ability and the scientific know-how to create these things? It's from Hashem. Shenemar, hinu nivamter lechem lechem min ha-shamayim. The miracle of the manna was from the heavens. Uslav in ha-aretz, the miracle of the slav, the birds, was from the earth. Dabar acher, another aspect of this, shemashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisrael kechoich v'ha-shamayim ha-afar ha-aretz. In the description that Hashem gives of Am Yisrael, He speaks about how Am Yisrael, when we're doing what's right, so our numbers increase like the stars in the heaven, or like the dust of the earth. But it's the heavens and the earth once again. Why? Once again, and how do we know that it's true about the, we're compared to the heavens, the stars of the heavens? Hashem says to Avram Avinu, count the stars in the sky. Can you count them? They're too numerous to count. That's how your kids are going to be. He also says, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, your children will be like the dust of the earth. There'll be so many, you can't count the pieces of dust. The sands on the, you can't count the grains of sand at the beach. Israel, what does it mean that we're compared to the stars in the heavens and the sands of the earth? It means that we're so numerous because we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's the one who gives the light to the stars. Hashem's the one who gives the power to the earth to produce. When we are like them, we are connected. Kafar ha'aretz minayin. Okay, we read that. Dabar acher lomar lo shamayim v'la'aretz shehena edei seim shel Yisrael. Like we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu is calling to the heavens and the earth because they are the witnesses. Dichsiv ha'idoi sebechem ha'yem esha shamayim v'sa'aretz. I am making the heavens and the earth to be witnesses for you. Which is a beautiful thing if you think about it. Hashem is saying, you want to know if you're connected to me. Look if the rain is coming. Look if the produce is coming up. You can know, you can be encouraged. If things are going well for you in your life, it's a sign. It can potentially be a sign that you know that I am connected to you. If you have parnasa today, if you have a paycheck, if you have your needs, if you can walk into the grocery store and get what you need, you're connected. Hashem is saying, I've got you. Lama davar daimet. So the Medrash, what can we compare this to? The Ben Malachim, Shemasar le'aviv shnei apitropin. There was a prince, and his father gave him two apitropin. People in charge of him. He had two guardians. Whenever the king wanted to give the child, give his prince a crown, which means to say, to give him some kind of reward for good behavior, show him that he's on the right path. So he would give it to the agent, to the protector, to this person who's in charge of him, and the agent would give it to the prince. And when it came time for the prince to get married and begin to come to the next stage of his life where he's now more mature, more responsible, more in charge within the kingdom. So he brought those two witnesses, those two people, those two agents who had seen every crown that the father had given, the king had given to his prince. They came there and they were there at the ceremony. They were the witnesses testifying to the fact that this prince is worthy. So to Hashem, when he wanted to do miracles for us, he always did it through the heavens and the earth. We can't, right, like we saw before with the manna coming down from the heavens, the man, and the slav coming up from the earth. And we can think about the water of the Be'er Miriam also coming up from the earth, from the rocks. And what happens? When Am Yisrael is about to, where, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about our relationship with Hashem, and he's speaking about the responsibility that Am Yisrael has as the chosen nation that's to shine Hashem's light into the world. It's the Yom Kippur. It's the moving up day. It's the graduation from our time in the Midbar. We're moving into Eretz Yisrael. We're starting our new tafkid in the world as Hashem's people in the land of Israel. And what does Hashem do? What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Obviously, at the direction of Hashem, he was speaking Nevuah, he was speaking prophecy. So he calls the heavens and the earth. These poor agents who have been in charge of moving, showing that Am Yisrael is connected. Think about a miracle. What does it show? The miracle of Purim, the miracle of the manna. These things show that Am Yisrael is connected to Hashem. That he's got us. He's holding us. He's protecting us, taking care of us. Shem Eidim B'nai Uvenon. They testify that our relationship with Hashem is real and right. B'nai Shenemar. Shimu Shemayim Azini Eretz. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, similar to our Pasuk. Hear, O heavens, and listen up, O earth, Ki Hashem Diber, for Hashem has spoken. Right, so the heavens and the earth need to listen. Hashem is speaking. That means we're connected. We are hearing Hashem's word. We are connected to His will. What does the pasuk say right after that? In Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1, very beginning. It says, these children, these are my kids. I helped them grow and I raised them up. The heavens and the earth are there to testify to the fact that we are doing things right. It's very encouraging. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu calls the heavens and the earth. He calls them there to tell us, for us to realize that we're okay. We're getting somewhere. We're between the heavens and the earth. We've got that 40 days from Elul to Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. We've got the heaven. We've made Hashem our king. We've asked for His forgiveness. We're back in our relationship with Hashem. And now we're going to watch how the heavens are pouring out because we're connected. And the earth is going to pour out its goodness also because we're connected. And it's just so beautiful. I want to bless you. I want you to please bless me. Hashem should help us that we should be able to recognize and see and try to connect. Make it real. Recognize that wherever the heavens are, wherever the rains are falling, wherever the earth is, wherever the sustenance seems to be coming from, Hashem should help us to recognize that it's Him. He's the one signing the paycheck. He's the one sending the sustenance. He's the one making the rain come. He's the one making the produce grow from the ground. Hashem should help us to have that sense, to feel that sense and recognize that He is showing us indeed. As Eretz Yisrael gets stronger, as the land gives its fruit, as Am Yisrael becomes greater and greater and more esteemed and more respected, perhaps in a physical sense, but soon to be in a spiritual sense as well, Hashem should help us to recognize that we are indeed in that relationship, and that relationship should be strong and strengthened. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.